Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Applications open for second annual Energy Capital Startup Challenge. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The application period for the second annual Energy Capital Startup Challenge is now open. Entrepreneurs from Campbell, Crook, Weston, Johnson, and Sheridan counties are invited to participate in this free competition designed for new and independent businesses with innovative ideas poised for growth. The Gillette News Record reported last year's competition saw three winners, including Randall and Shonda Otwell, who created a water rippler to prevent stock water tanks from freezing. Connor Baldacci started manufacturing electric guitars in Gillette, and Cam and Jess Anderson proposed a process to recycle wind turbine blades. Once again, this year's event is overseen by Energy Capital Economic Development with assistance from the Office of Economic Transformation. Fundraising efforts are underway to build a $50,000 seed fund to help launch the top ventures. Applications are due by 5 p.m. on October 7th and can be submitted online. The top 10 applicants will proceed to a semifinal review where they will present their ideas to a panel of judges made up of local business leaders. Finalists will then advance to the pitch night at Gillette College in December, where they'll compete for a share of the $50,000 seed fund. For those looking to refine their business skills before applying, a business boot camp will be held on September 20th at the Gillette College Tech Center. The camp offers practical insights from experienced entrepreneurs and business experts, along with networking opportunities. For more information on the Startup Challenge or sponsorship opportunities, contact Dana Miller at 299-3669. Anthrax outbreak kills 50 cattle in Carbon County, first case in Wyoming since the 1970s. An anthrax outbreak has killed at least 50 cattle in Carbon County's Elk Mountain area, the first such case in Wyoming cattle since the 1970s. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Wyoming State Veterinary Laboratory confirmed the disease on August 31st, with additional cases in a moose, marking the first anthrax detection in Wyoming's wildlife since 1956. Wyoming State Veterinarian Dr. Daley Hassel advises ranchers to vaccinate their livestock as anthrax can spread to humans. Hassel said anthrax is a zoonotic disease and we are concerned about that, which means a disease that can be transmitted between animals and people. Anybody that thinks that they have been exposed to a carcass of an animal that may have died of anthrax, whether it be a cow, horse, moose, or deer, they need to contact the Wyoming Department of Public Health or their medical provider as soon as possible. She also said it's in a localized region at this time, but we are still investigating and there could be other losses that we don't know of quite yet. The outbreak, triggered by recent weather conditions, remains under investigation. Residents are urged to avoid contact with potentially infected animals and report any suspicious deaths. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.